and out to greet a woman. So, Oksana, we actually met for the first time today, and I didn't know whether to shake your hand or not, so I waited for your cue. So, Oksana, since you didn't offer to shake my hand, I just said, Privyet, ochen priyatna, right?
Right, but...
And that was okay? You weren't offended?
No, I wasn't. You were American, and I don't know if I should pull the hand out.
Mm.
I know.
That's all right. I think it was okay. So if you are in Russia, and you do offer to shake a lady's hand, she will most likely shake your hand, but she might not feel so comfortable. Is that right?
Well, actually, yes. Like, women in Russia like to be feminine, so... Shaking hands with women in Russia considered to be rather masculine.
How about in a business situation? Would it be appropriate to shake hands with a woman?
Of course, it would be appropriate, but in business situation, any Russian businesswoman will offer you to shake her hand.
Okay, good. So it depends on the situation.
Yes.
Great. So, of course, we're just generalizing here, and there may be instances where women offer to shake your hand. So we're just, when you're talking about culture, generalizations often come up. So, Oksana, what are some other typical ways that Russian people greet each other?
Well, as soon as you become good friends with Russians, you can afford any kinds of greetings, hugging, tapping each other on the shoulders, kissing on the cheeks for women. Just use your imagination.
So for the first meeting, better to stick with a handshake and a smile than a kiss. Is that right, Oksana?
Yes, that would be more appropriate.
Okay.
Okay, Eric, so let's take a closer look into these self-introductions.
Great idea, Oksana. This is boot camp, after all. We have to get intense and start ordering people around, right?
That's right.
We're just kidding. Okay, Oksana, in our dialogue, how do we say hello?
We say, Здравствуйте.
Now, the Russian hello is quite particular. Literally translated, it means be healthy or wish you health. Grammatically, it's used as an imperative, but no one really thinks about the literal meaning when they say it in Russian. Isn't that right, Oksana?
Yes, it's lost its original meaning long time ago, so you can just translate it as hello.
Great. So the point is, you can just say Здравствуйте to say hello, and this is a very polite hello, and it will work in any situation, formal and informal. All right, so there we have it. Hope everyone isn't getting too overheated in the boot camp here. Maybe it's time for some push-ups.
I think I could use some. I'm getting a little out of shape.
Yep, I'm a bit out of shape too, Oksana.
Well, mental exercise is good too. So next we heard, Меня зовут Оксана.
In Russian, one simple way of stating your name is saying,
Меня зовут.
Which literally means I'm called or they call me. And then you can say your name. Once again.
Меня зовут Оксана.
Меня зовут Эрик.
In response, you can say the same Меня зовут. But it will sound more naturally if you don't just mirror your companion's words, but say I меня and then your name.
So instead of repeating my name is, you just say and I'm and then your name. So basically, you can just add Ah, which means and omit zavut. So let's try that one more time, Oksana.
Меня зовут Оксана.
А меня Эрик.
Yes, and after knowing your name, I will tell you how glad I am about it. Очень приятно.
And this means literally very nice. And we don't have to say the full phrase to meet you. It's already implied in the phrase очень приятно. Оксана, could you break that phrase down for us?
The adverb очень means very and doesn't need much explanation simply because it has the absolute same meaning and usage as in English. And приятно literally means nice or pleasurable. So I think the translation of очень приятно would sound even more accurate as my pleasure.
That's right, Оксана. But the way it's used in this context is nice to meet you. So, Oksana, maybe you could say it just one more time for us.
Очень приятно.
Excellent. And now that you said nice to meet you, I can respond by saying взаимно.
Yes, and взаимно means likewise,